Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Today's livestock market's generally weak here. We closed quite a bit lower on the day. The August live cattle down 45 at 121.30. October's down about 42 at 126.75. December's down 35 here at 131.95. Technically speaking, these live cattle are right at the 20 and 50 day moving averages. Today really needed to close higher to continue on the last 3 day run. We're quite a, $4 or so off the high, which would be nice to get back to those higher levels. There's a lot of people arguing with the current price of box beef that the live cattle are significantly underpriced. And I know we keep saying that, but that's just the reality of it. And it can remain that way for a long time. Yesterday we had some trade in Texas and Kansas, about 119 to 120. There was some 24 and 25 up in Nebraska. The feeder cattle index was 152.99, down 83, which leads me to the August feeder cattle at 156.70. down $2.12. So the index is about $4 or $5 or so lower than the August feeders, but they did get quite a bit weaker throughout today's session. The hog market put August down 60 here at 105.35. Next cold storage reports July 22nd, followed by the on feed on the 23rd.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today's grain futures here, we're up about 17 to 18 in the corn futures after yesterday's big volatile rally here in the July. We're only up 6 today at 683, but September up 17 cents at 568. The soybean market anywhere from about 30 to almost 40 higher, with August up 38 and a quarter at 1453. November new crop up 31 and a half at 1383. The wheat's had a really good run here. The Kansas City September was up 16 at 627 and three quarters. It looks like we're just following along with the Minneapolis wheat. Even though it was the weakest one here, the Minneapolis wheat is the wheat crop that's really struggling at this point due to dry weather. But we'll take any rally this time of year in that wheat market. If you look at the technicals here, we've kind of caught a bid here. We're above the 20-day moving average. So hopefully we'll get some more short covering and continue to buy that wheat. And in cotton today, made new highs here. December cotton's all the way up to near 90 cents. It closed at 89.81, up 135 points. The Dow Jones right now is up about 62. The bonds are up a point. Yesterday we had a CPI of 5.4%, which is the biggest year-over-year increase going back to 2008. Now in the 80s, it was like 15% year-over-year, but right now we are showing a little bit of inflation.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.